Chapter 30. School Scenarios and Understanding. The world of idiomatic expressions is vast and fascinating, revealing cultural and linguistic nuances that enrich everyday communication. This chapter is a deep dive into this ocean of popular wisdom, exploring sayings and expressions that often defy literal translation but carry deep and contextual meanings. Mastering these expressions not only enhances your linguistic skills, but also gives you a deeper understanding of the culture and mindset of native speakers. Imagine being able to understand and use phrases like
ter a escola toda,
or
queimar as pestanas,
as naturally as a native speaker. It's not just about learning words, but about capturing the spirit and essence of everyday communication. This chapter provides a detailed guide to navigating these idioms, presenting clear and contextualized examples that make understanding and proper usage easier. Each expression is a window into the culture and history, offering valuable insights that go beyond simple translation. Get ready to expand your vocabulary and enrich your conversations with expressions that add color and depth to your speech. Whether it's to impress with your knowledge at a dinner or to better understand an informal conversation, this chapter is an indispensable tool for any language lover. Let's explore and discover together how these expressions can transform the way you communicate and understand the Portuguese language.
Não dar uma para a caixa.
Literal, not to give one for the box. Not to get anything right or not to achieve anything.
Ele não dá uma para a caixa, comete muitos erros.
He can't get anything right. He makes a lot of mistakes.
Explicar tintim por tintim.
Explain every detail.
Ele explicou uma situação tintim por tintim.
He explained the situation to me in every detail.
Parolo.
Country bumpkin or unsophisticated.
Ele é tão parolo que não sabe usar talheres.
He's so unsophisticated that he doesn't know how to use cutlery.
Parvalhão.
Fool. Easily deceived or manipulated.
O primo dela é parvalhão.
Her cousin is a fool.
Parvoíce.
Foolishness.
A sua parvoíce custou-lhe caro.
His foolishness cost him dearly.
Parvónia.
Backwater, hick town. A small town known as the land of the simpletons, where people are not interested in progress and development.
Parece que o nosso novo colega de trabalho veio da Parvónia.
It seems like our new colleague at work came from the backwater.
Andar à nora.
To not understand anything of what was said.
Depois da explicação complexa, ele continuava a andar à nora.
After the complex explanation, he still didn't understand anything of what was said.
Paspalhão.
Clumsy person.
Ele é verdadeiro paspalhão, sempre a tropeçar nas coisas.
He's a real clumsy person, always tripping over things.
Toto.
Silly or fool.
Ele toto, acredita em tudo o que lhe dizem.
He's such a silly, he believes everything he's told.
Murcão.
Moron or idiot.
Ele verdadeiro murcão, não sabe fazer nada.
He's a real moron, he can't do anything.
Choné.
Fool, crazy, or someone who has lost their mind.
Ele mesmo choné.
He's really a fool.
Lerdo.
Slowpoke or slow.
Aquele aluno pouco lerdo na compreensão dos conceitos matemáticos.
That student is a bit slow in understanding mathematical concepts.
Borrancas.
Lazy fool.
Ele agiu como borrancas durante a reunião, não contribuiu com nada de útil.
He acted like a lazy fool during the meeting and didn't contribute anything useful.
Queimar as pestanas.
Literal, to burn the eyelashes. To burn the midnight oil.
Ele passou a noite a queimar as pestanas para o exame.
He spent the night burning the midnight oil for the exam.
Ficar a anhar.
To be clueless or to not understand.
Ele ficou a anhar durante toda a explicação.
He was clueless throughout the explanation.
Ter a escola toda.
Literal, to have the whole school. To know the ropes or to be well versed.
Ele tem a escola toda quando se trata de programação.
He knows the ropes when it comes to programming. This expression means to be knowledgeable or well-informed about a particular subject, often used to describe someone who has a thorough understanding or expertise in a certain area. It implies having extensive knowledge or experience.
Calhamaço.
Tome or brick.
Vou ter de ler este calhamaço todo até ao final deste mês.
I'll have to read this whole tome by the end of this month.
Copianço.
Cheating or copying.
Ele foi apanhado a fazer copianço no exame.
He was caught cheating on the exam.
Não entender um chavalho.
Not to have a clue or not to understand a thing.
Ele não entende um chavalho de matemática.
He doesn't understand a thing about math.
Para mim, isso é grego.
Literal for me, that's Greek. It's all Greek to me.
Estou perdido nesta aula de matemática. Para mim, isto é grego.
I'm lost in this math class. It's all Greek to me.
Para mim, isso é chinês.
Literal for me, this is Chinese. It's all Greek to me.
Não entendo nada disto. Para mim, é chinês.
I don't understand any of this. It's all Greek to me.